next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, on this lovely Thursday morning, choose to rejoice and be glad. Get some fresh air on today. Look at God's creation. The Bible says that all creation bears his name. Just meditate on his goodness on today. Meditate on the exchange that takes place at the altar of the Lord. You can exchange on this morning ashes in your life for his beauty. You can exchange on this morning the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. Let exchange take place on today. You know, just like when you go into the store, when you exchange something, you can't hold on to the one that don't fit in order to get the one that does fit. There must be an exchange. And so it is with God. There are some things that we must exchange in order to receive the fullness of the promise, the fullness of the inheritance. We must exchange them. Let us not hold on this morning to things that do not fit or things that we are dissatisfied with. Just like when you go to that customer service counter and you release the thing that you do not want, the thing that does not fit, the thing that cannot get you the results that you're looking for, you exchange it back for something that can. You exchange that size 7 for that size 9. You exchange that size 14 for that size 12. Whatever it is, you have to release one in order to walk in the other one.
Make life work. That's what we're dealing with this week. I'm going to give you a little something. Make life work for you. You. Come on, be a partaker. Make life work for you. Something has to change.
Change, yes. And you can find the full audio of that on the Make Life Work website, which is www.makelifework.com.
Yeah.
And that song is an original song by Toole and has Pastor doing the confessions, leading us in confessions and prayer on there. And I know Pastor Kim loved that.
Yeah.
She loves that song. She loves the whole concept of Make Life Work. And if you go to the website, you'll see a video of an interview between Pastor and Pastor Kim when the book first came out.
I love the thought. Something has to change. Can't just live like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We can't just continue to be in defeat when Jesus Christ went to the cross.
Yes.
You know, this is a powerful thing here. Jesus, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus went to the cross to change something, man.
Yes.
To give us the victory. Oh, he declared all power.
Power.
It's given unto me, and I give it to you. Go dominate. Something has to change. If we change the way we think, we'll
change the way we feel. We change the way we live.
Especially change the way we feel. Mm-hmm. There's so many people don't feel good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Check your thinking. Because if we can change the way we think, we will change the way we feel, mm-hmm. the way we act.
Mm-hmm. And it changes our life.
And it changes your life.
The ultimate result.
Oh, come on.
We're in chapter 8 of Make Life Work, Think Success. And we're on page 108. In the first paragraph, there's a few sentences toward the end of the first paragraph that are very profound, be our talking point for the next couple minutes. No matter what circumstances you are facing, no matter how much adversity you have suffered, no matter how daunting the obstacles ahead of you look, you still have power over your thinking. Instead of thinking about what you can't do, think of what you can do. So no matter where you are at or what limits the world is working to impose on you, you still have your mind. You still have the ability to think. That's powerful because nobody can stop you from thinking. People might say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. They might tell you to stop a behavior. But nobody can stop you from thinking. People don't even know what you're thinking. Your thoughts are private between you and God. You could be saying something or carrying yourself in such a way and be thinking totally different.
Yeah.
So you could mask what you're thinking. So your thoughts are intimate. Your thoughts belong only to you and God. Other people don't know them unless you share them. So people can try to limit you by your circumstances or limit your behavior, but nobody can limit the power of your mind except for you.
Pastor Di, that is powerful. Man, I penned those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I'm not that clever.
Mm-hmm.
I penned those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. No matter what your circumstance, no matter what circumstances you are facing, think about that. No matter how much adversity you have suffered, that's God talking. No matter how daunting the obstacle ahead of you look, you still, he says, you still have power over your thinking. Say your thinking is your problem.
Yes.
You have a thinking problem.
And sometimes we're more pacified not to think. You know, we just watch TV or we just do whatever. We do things that don't require much thought, vainly just scrolling through social media. And those things, they pacify us. They don't require us to think. Everything's already been done for us.
Yeah.
But every moment of the day is an opportunity for us to think.
Yes.
Even when you're doing, repetitive tasks like washing the dishes, things that you can do without thinking, that could be your time to be thinking on other things.
Yes. So my thinking is the key. It's the key to a successful life. So if I'm thinking right, I will live right. If I'm thinking wrong, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to live a life of defeat. So my thinking is, number one, very, very, very important and crucial to the way I live.
And we have the choice about what we think about.
Yes.
Just because a thought comes does not mean that you have to think about it.
Yeah.
Because there's fiery darts that are trying to implant themselves in the womb of our mind. So we have authority and power, and we're instructed in the Word of God to cast down every argument, every imagination that rises against the obedience of Jesus Christ. So fiery darts are going to come, but we have the helmet of salvation. Think about that when you think about the armor that we have in Ephesians chapter 6, the helmet of salvation that guards our mind, that guards our head. So when the enemy's trying to send a fiery dart to try to take over, infect our thinking, contaminate our thinking, we have the power for that to ricochet off of us and not implant in the womb of our mind. We got to take authority over our mind. We have to choose our meditations. It is a choice. You can choose to continue to think about something terrible that you went through 10 years ago every day. You can, that could be your choice, but is it going to benefit you? We have to choose what we are allowing, what we're allowing to meditate over and over in our mind. We must be focusing on seeking a solution and not continuing to roll the problem over and over in our head. We need to be seeking God for the solution, rolling solutions around in our mind, meditating on probable solutions for things and become a creator.
Amen. Amen and amen. I want to just encourage our listeners that listen to us. The Make Life Work book is available, and you can go to my website, How2MakeLifeWork, order the book. If you want it on your phone, you can also get it. Mm-hmm. And the audio book is coming.
Yes.
Now, there's two powerful books written by your own that speak to you on every day when you turn on Make Your Day Count. Mm-hmm. Pastor Dan Robinson and myself, she wrote The Robe of Many Colors. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome book. Mm-hmm. The Robe of Many Colors. And she was under the inspiration to write that book. Mm-hmm. It's available. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bible, so why are we talking about it? Let me tell you why we're talking about this book here. We're going to talk about it because no devil is going to silence us by not talking about it, because God says, don't put your light under a what? A bushel. Mm-hmm. Because nobody will see it.
Yes.
No. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. He says, don't put the light under a bushel. Don't put the light where? Mm-hmm. Under the bed. Mm-hmm. But put it on where? A lampstand. Mm-hmm. So that people can see it.
Yes.
In a bucket. He says, write the vision, put it on a billboard, so that they can read it and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I have scripture for what I do.
Yes.
I have the word of God that support what I do. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I've learned the only thing works is the word of God.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come. Thy what?
Will be done.
Whatever the will of God, it works. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go outside of the will of God for anything that I do. I try to see what the scriptures say about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Once I know what the scriptures saying about what I'm doing, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Doesn't matter what other voice they hear. The word says so. The book is a light. Light is revelation.
Yes.
Light is knowledge. I understood what light means. Light reveal. These two books reveal. It's going to reveal things that is hidden and help people to come out of some stuff. You can get those two books. You can get Make Life Work, and you will have it with you. You will not hear and we give you excerpt from it, but you will know what? Have it with you. Tell them how they can get your book, Pastor Dan.
The Robe of Many Colors by Diana Robinson. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Walmart.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all the major book online retailers. You can just type in the title, The Robe of Many Colors, Diana Robinson, and it'll come up. We hope to see you tonight at Christ Over Crisis, 4 p.m., 1046 Dixon Boulevard. Pick up a hot meal for you and your family. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.